throwback jingle. Chris Lambert, there he is, everybody. 2007 recorded that jingle. We play it most of the time on Throwback Thursday. Why don't we do it on every Throwback Thursday? Pretty much why I don't do anything by design. It's life unscripted, man. It's every day of Saturday. Sorry. I know. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it, if I remembered every Thursday to use the throwback jingle for the actual throwback show? I really got to make a note to my... I'm writing a note on my hand right now in pen to make sure that I remember next Thursday to use the throwback jingle. Anyway, what's up with you? How's your Thursday going compared to last Thursday? Are you having abundance? Are you living a life of abundance? No, Sam. You don't understand my story, see? And then just fill in the blank. You don't understand my story, see? Relatives came to visit and I had to kind of... You don't understand my story, see? I sprained my ankle and kicked my ass out of bed. You don't understand my story, see? Buddy of mine did me wrong. Oh, it's like a bad country music song. I know how you feel, Smalls. I know how you feel. Look, I used to have a bad country music song playing in the background all day, every day of my life, man. It always started with, you don't understand. Well, the fact of the matter is, I didn't understand. Can I help you understand? Will you allow me to show you how to understand there's abundance all around you today? Write this down, would you please? Grab your pencils, class. It's time to take notes because Professor Crowley's in the house. You ready? Abundance is not something we acquire. It is something we tune into. Let me say that again for those of you that write a little bit slower than most. And if you're driving, yes, I give you permission to write this down while you're driving. Just slow down a little bit. No big deal. Abundance is not something we acquire. Do you understand that? Abundance, you do not acquire abundance. Abundance is something we tune into. What does that mean? That's too deep for you, Sam. You're not that deep. You got 20 college credits, most of which are gym and health class, okay? You're the guy that still laughs at dumb jokes. Yes, yes, and yes. Favorite show, Caddyshack. Favorite movie, Caddyshack and Stripes. Top two favorite movies. There he gives you right there my sense of humor, all right, in a nutshell. Well, here's what it means. I didn't get it either. I didn't know that it was like an ocean of abundance out there, and me tapping into it was just like taking a teaspoon out of that ocean. I didn't understand that there was money everywhere, access to money, access to great information. I didn't get it. Trust me, I didn't get it. It's when I started searching. You ever lost your car keys? True. Sure, we all have. I lost my car keys two summers ago at Kings Island, and I was as nervous as a kitty in a lightning storm, man. I was just freaking out. My wife was on bed rest with our baby Susan that summer, and she would soon be delivered at 24 weeks. You know the story. So I had to call my neighbor to come get me and my three kids at Kings Island, and I'm sure he was really excited about that. He's a teacher, thank God, so he's got summers off. And he came and got us and drove us home. And oh no, he brought the extra set of keys and blah, blah, blah. Like you actually care how the story ended. Here's the point. I was looking for those car keys like nothing was going to stop me. It was noon. I would have stayed till midnight looking for them. Have you ever done that with your dream? Have you ever looked so hard? No, we give up. Ah, just not my time. Whoop, just not for me. Wasn't in the cards. What cards? Like, will someone show me the cards that are used in this game of life that if it's not in them? No, that's, you know what those are? Those are just sorry-ass excuses from weak people who didn't stay in the game long enough to realize that abundance is everywhere. You know, have you ever even caught your second wind? Most people don't even try hard enough to even know that they have a second wind. Do you receive that message? Most people never run far enough on their first wind to find out that they've got a second wind. Do you even know you've got a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth wind? Have you even failed that many times? Have you even allowed yourself to fail that many times? Do you give yourself permission? Fail's not a bad word. Fail is wisdom. Would it help if you viewed failure differently? Like, hey, gained some wisdom today. Now, what do we say? What do you say? Well, especially at work. What do you say? Ah, it didn't work. Failed. That was a big failure. Instead of looking at it like, whoa, that's a lot of wisdom. And look, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. I promise I'm not. You know me long enough. I am not here. If it smells like a pig, it walks like a pig, it looks like a pig, it's a pig, okay? If it's something bad and horrible, then that's what it is. Let's label it that. But failure, I've never looked at that way. I just have. Well, let me back up. In the last 10 years, I haven't. Prior to that, absolutely, every day. Are you kidding? The pressure is on at work, at the job. You got to move the bottom line. You got to add value. And everybody's, their job's on the line, especially if you're in sales every day. What have you done for me lately? Doo-doo, Dude, it's my Janet Jackson invitation. Come on, man. We're having fun on a Throwback Thursday. What have you done for me lately? That's the whole corporate world. In the entrepreneurial world, it's what have you learned lately? How much wisdom have you gained lately? Substitute failure for wisdom now. Just do it. And you'll look, I'm telling you, it's not going to seem so, I'm trying to think, trite, cliche, simple. Well, I'm a simple guy, of course, but that's why I have success. And I'm not talking about just minor successes. Guys, I'm talking about, that's why when our baby was born at 24 weeks, her birthday is coming up in 6 days from today, August 17th. She'll be 2 years old. She'll be off the ventilator, praise God, next Monday for good. No more ventilator ever. Do you even know what that means? If you've never seen a baby with a trach tube in their neck, Google it and just look at the image. Look at babies born at 24 weeks. Look at that image, man. Our baby looks nothing. Well, she still has a trach tube in her neck, but look at what they look like, babies at 24 weeks. That's what our daughter looked like, you know? Or you can go on our One More Breath fan page on Facebook. I'm telling you, man, that is the power of understanding what it's like to have a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth wind. And my wife's got 8,000 winds, W-I-N-D-S, winds, which lead to wins, W-I-N-S. You got to have the power of faith, man. You got to believe that you are supernatural. You're a miracle created in God's eyes who can do unbelievable things. Do you honestly think that God would be so cruel as to put a dream in your mind and not give you the tools to realize that dream? Think about that. Do you honestly think you would have that vision in your mind right now and not be given the tools? You have the tools, but let me tell you something. If you get taken out of the game the first time around, it doesn't matter if you got them. Nobody gets to use all the tools the first time around. We're talking your personality, your brain, your athletic ability. I mean, you got to get in shape, man. 4%. 4% of your day is dedicated to exercise. That's 1 hour a day. Can you exercise for 4% of your day? That's all it takes. Do you know the power of 4%? That's a whole other podcast. I'm not even getting into that. If you can't dedicate an hour, I used to say 30 minutes, I'm up in your game. You've now, if you're listening to this podcast longer, it's an hour. It's 4%. Come on. Start at 2% then. Go to 30 minutes and get to 4% real quick. I'm telling you, life is way too awesome not to be living it at a high level. You're so close to living it at the highest of levels. But man, you got to give yourself permission to tap into some of that abundance. You got to go out to the ocean with your little teaspoon and say, "Give me some of that." Let's say a teaspoon is $1 million and you knew that it was in there and you just took it. Would you do it? Hell yeah, you would. Why don't you do it? That's a whole other podcast, right? The judgment, the fear of failure. What is everybody going to think about me? The shows I've recorded 8,000 times over the past 10 years because it's that important, man. Don't let people rent space inside your head, especially for free. Nobody gets in your inner circle without your permission. Nobody gives you advice unless that's the advice that you want. And nobody, and I mean nobody, tells you you can't do what it is that you want to do. Who the hell are they? You're so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. Would you go get after it in a big way? Would you understand that abundance is not something that you acquire? It's something that you tune into. Tune into it. Set the tuner, like on the radio dial. You know, somebody like, even the younger crowds, the guys that are listening, girls that are listening are 20. Sam, what's a radio? It's this old thing we used to have in cars before iPhones came out. And you actually had to wait for your favorite song to come on like every 4 hours, you know. And it would actually play, and he'd be like, oh, it'll be another 4 hours. Yeah, that's what it is. And you turn the dial and tune in. That's the abundance, man. Tune the abundance dial in. As an example, this credit thing I'm promoting when I raise my score 60 points in 30 days, go to fastcreditrepair.net. I got over 100 grand of credit now given to me because I tapped into the abundance. 3 months ago, I said, I'm going to raise my credit score. Didn't know it'd be 60 days or 60 points in 30 days. And so many people are having success. Of course, it's a plug. Yes, I get paid $50 for every person that signs up. $50. That's it. I don't get paid on upsells, downsells, cross sells. Nope. I'm just doing it because it worked for me. And yes, $50, that buys formula and not even diapers, okay, in case you're wondering what I do with that $50. But if you need credit repair done here in the U.S., go to fastcreditrepair.net. I've got access now to over 100 grand in credit I didn't even have 2 months ago because I tuned in just my dial, just to that one place in abundance. That's it, all right? Where do you need abundance in your life? Exercise, health, money, whatever it is. It's out. It's just, like, seriously, it's right there. Just tune into it. Tune into it. Are you with me? Have an amazing day. Go after your dream, not anybody else's dream, your dream, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.